In New South Wales, more than one third of the waste sent to landfill is food. So what are the barriers to reducing food waste and recycling food? We're going to be chatting about the New South Wales government's program to get food and garden waste out of landfill. And we're also going to be chatting about how the pandemic affected our attitude and behaviour towards food waste. To do that, we are joined by Amanda Kane, the Organics Manager Circular Economy of the Circular Economy Program from the New South Wales Environment Protection Authority, EPA. Good morning, Amanda.
Morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. I wanted to start by chatting about this research into how the pandemic has affected our behaviour and attitudes towards food, because it's really, really interesting. Personally, I know that I've been paying more attention to the amount of food that has been thrown in the bin or that has been used. I'm sure many of our listeners have too. What are some of the highlights in that research?
Well, it found that we thought that the pandemic and us spending more time at home, particularly in those early days, and, you know, cooking more at home and eating three meals a day at home would have an impact on how food waste and how much food we were wasting. So we did this research. It's modelled on the tracking research that we do every couple of years in New South Wales to look at attitudes to food waste. And it showed that absolutely, we value food more as a result of the pandemic. We appreciate farmers more. We appreciate the food supply chain more. And we are wasting less food, or we're practicing behaviours that help us waste less food, and we intend to keep it up because we like it. So it was all good news all around, even in the face of adversity of the having to be at home because of the pandemic.
That's good news to hear that people are picking up good habits, and it's great as well also because we're at home, we can check what food we actually have in the fridge before we leave the house and shop, which is one of the habits I think a lot of people have been working on.
Yes, absolutely. And it's because it's things like using up leftovers. You're much more likely, if you know that you're going to be there for lunch the next day, when you've got leftover dinner and you put it there in a bowl ready for the next day to be heated up, sort of thing. So I think it was because we kind of knew that we would be eating all of our meals at home, that we actually, using up leftovers, using it up is one of the key things that we can do to reduce food waste. Or if you're not going to eat it, do something like put it in the freezer. But we were eating it. We were eating all of those three meals, and everybody was home, because that's one of the other challenges for food waste in our modern world is that, you're not sure who's going to be home for dinner or whether to cook enough. And when you're knowing everybody's going to be there, then invariably it's all going to get eaten.
That's such a good point, knowing that everyone's going to be home and not cooking for five people when only two show up.
Well, exactly, especially if you've got teenagers.
Yeah. And when I wanted to chat about what the New South Wales government is doing. Now, you lead the New South Wales government's program to get food and garden waste out of landfill. Can you tell us quickly about that program?
Yes, certainly. So it's been running now for 7 years. It's a $100 million program under the big waste initiative that we have called Waste Less, Recycle More. And when it comes to food and garden waste, so we're addressing it from every angle. So the critical thing is reducing food waste, and that's through our Love Food, Hate Waste program. You know, we're working with businesses and we've got programs to help householders reduce food waste. We're also supporting food donation. So we've been funding charities to be able to handle more food so that they have fridges and freezers and vans so they can collect more, they can keep it fresh and they can distribute it. And there's about 11,000 tonnes more quality food currently being distributed to people in need rather than going to landfill as a result of that work. We've also been funding curbside collection services, and there's been a really strong uptake of that in regional areas of New South Wales, although more recently Randwick got some funding to introduce FOGO services, and Penrith has been a long-standing council that's had food waste recycling. And we also have been supporting collections in units in Sydney and Randwick, and again, just recently in our last grant round, Parramatta as well too. So we've been supporting the collection of food waste and then infrastructure to process it. So over the last 7 years, we funded about 28 new or upgraded facilities, including expanding about 100 capacity for the extra food that we're collecting. And then the final bit of our program, which is the critical bit, because it's about markets for the end product, because the processed food and garden waste becomes compost, and then that gets like returned to land. So we've got a market development program, which is highlighting the benefits of compost when it's returned to soils as a soil enhancer and improving crop yields and adding microbes back to soil. So all round, it's a pretty comprehensive program, and it's naturally circular as a waste stream as well too. So we've been doing all of those things, but we've still got an awful lot more to do, because there's an awful lot more food waste still going to landfill that we need to capture and do something better with.
Now, we are almost out of time, but I did want to ask this question because it always seems to pop up a lot when people are talking about recycling food or how they can deal with food waste. There is this kind of barrier with living in an apartment or unit. You know, it's not as easy to have a worm farm on your balcony. What can people do who live in an apartment to recycle their food waste?
Well, I think the Parramatta example that I just mentioned, they're actually going to be trialling 4 or 5 different methods. So they're going to be looking at on-site composting, potentially, depending on the unit block, obviously, and whether there's space and whether there's garden waste there as well too, or just food. And we've been doing these trials. It is challenging living in units, and there's a lot of often a higher turnover of residents. There's storage issues, but some of the opportunities that we'll be looking at in the future are things like having on-site anaerobic digestion. So that's where within the building, taking up a car space could be the food waste is generating gas, which can then heat the common areas, or if you've got a swimming pool or a gym or something in the complex. So there's opportunities for that. They're not happening at the moment, but they can definitely be happening in the future. In the short term, some council areas like the Inner West was running a community composting scheme where the locals could go and take their food waste to a local site, and some already have kind of like on-site composting opportunities. So we're not there yet, but that's where we need to go, and that's where that is our opportunity. Sydney Water have been trialling what they call co-digestion, so it's taking food only waste and putting it into the anaerobic digesters at their sewage treatment plants, which generates gas, which helps them achieve their carbon neutral goal, but also is a really good outcome for the food waste, because it ends up in the biosolids and gets processed into compost and again returned to land. So these are, I think, opportunities for the future. It is still challenging now, but you may be fortunate to be living in one of those council areas that's currently trialling food waste options in units. And if you are, I encourage you to take it up, keep the stream clean by only putting food in, and know that you're reducing emissions and getting a better outcome for that food waste than it rotting in landfill.
Amanda, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And this is always evolving, so we'll definitely have to have you back on when new programs come up.
It'd be lovely. Thank you so much for having me.